made some strides, you know, in last week's games. Still had a couple plays each game that you like to have back. And really, only two plays that were explosive in the entire game, and both of them, we didn't play the coverage right, and it cost us. But made a lot of strides in a lot of other areas. Got a chance to see Miles play in his first game, and in the first half, keeping him warm was really good in that respect. We were trying to make sure that we had situations that would be positive for him, positive for us. And then long halftime, offense did a great job coming out in the third quarter and keeping the ball for a long time, and we were trying to run him up and down the sideline, keeping everybody loosened up and everything. But, you know, he felt different in the second half, and we tried to protect that a little bit. And I thought he did well. I thought Danny did well, too. He did a good job in, you know, the reps that he got, and Jamie did in the reps that he got. I'm talking about Jamie Meter, and those were some guys that I had my eyes on just to make sure that we were doing the right things and the reps that they were taking. Got a big task this week, going down, playing indoors, playing inside, fast field, fast turf, fast team, and we've got to play fast ourselves, and it'll be a good test for us to see, you know, the strides that we need to continue to make in all aspects of playing defense, because they do a good job in the passing game and the run game, and do a good job on Bill O'Brien. I've known him for a long time on the things that they do offensively and the things that they've adapted for this quarterback, and how they brought some facets into their offensive plan that he fits very well and what he's been doing his whole life. And so it'll be an interesting game there. But we have experience with that as a staff. We have experience with those type of concepts. It's not the first time we've seen those type of things, even at this level. And then a couple of the other assistants I have had a lot of time with that at the college level when they have coached at that level, along with coaching at this level too. Questions?
What makes Deshaun Watson a challenging guy who's been red hot?
To be quite honestly with that is it is his improvisation. And, you know, from a coach's perspective, when all of a sudden the timing of the play is in the quarterback's hands, and from my perspective, that becomes frustrating at times, because now it just goes on ability. And as a coach, you can't help as much with your players when it becomes an improv game. And I think some of the plays that he's extended have been very explosive, and he's done a very good job with that, and it shows his athletic ability.
Disguise something.
You know, one of the things that we do that with every week, no matter, even like with Josh, you know, 38, there were things that he had not seen. That's one of the things that he had talked about, even in his experiences as he was. But we showed some stuff that was different. And we do, from a self-scouting mechanism, we do things that the pictures we're painting and some of the pressures and or some of the looks that we present each week is going to be different for whoever plays quarterback. But when you're younger, and college football doesn't show as much as you do in the NFL, there'll be some things that he hasn't seen. So hopefully it'll be to our advantage. We'll see.
When you have a quarterback that can run like he can, what goes into having to contain that, and then the decision whether or not to use a spy or to, you know, something?
You know, what we do is that every single scheme has responsibility for that. No matter what the call is, there's no call that you have that doesn't have that responsibility, be it from three-man rush pass relativity to four-man rush pass relativity to pressure, five, six, seven-man rush, all those things. And then there are things that we specifically have in the plan that would be in a stalk phase. And we call stalk is what you were calling spy. We don't use that term. And, you know, some of that stuff looks good on paper, but the person you have on paper can't get the guy down. I've been with that with Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson can frustrate a lot of different people. So this is not the first scrambling quarterback that we've been with. And even here, we have him here in practice, you know. Deshaun does a really good job of that early on. When he first got here, he was doing even more of it than he is now. Then, you know, he's been controlled a little bit in that phase. But he paints a tough picture at times when he's able to extend the plays, and we've got to have some things ready to roll, and we do.
To go up against a guy that put up 57 points in 1 week and has had 10 touchdowns in his last two games.
You know, and again, Mary, is that Drew Brees, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Peyton Manning, you know, I've gone against a bunch of those kinds of guys, and this is a first-year guy, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is, and, you know, he's had big days, and a lot of it is to do to Andre Hopkins is a pretty good receiver. You know, so we're going to have to do a good job there.
Go back to last week again. Hugh caught a fair amount of heat for the decision to go for it on 4th and 2. What was your thinking on that? And also, where does the defense's role come in terms of the 97-yard drive?
Oh, you know, you'll love that. Is that, in all honesty, you know, we go through those kind of situations, scenarios, you know, the day before and before the game too. There'll be certain times that, you know, Hugh looks at me and I'll nod or whatever, or we'll have communications during the ball game. But in those situations right there, is we've got to get off the field. And, you know, there was two critical plays in that drive. And the 3rd and 2, I think it was the second third down we had, the 3rd and 2, we just dropped coverage, you know, on 83. And we're in a man-to-man thing, and we just flat dropped him. And he was sacked because he's getting ready to get laid out, if you've watched the film. And all of a sudden he sees at the very last instant that nobody covered the guy. And we had a guy drop the coverage. That was a play that got him to midfield. And then, you know, the screen and go is ridiculous. It's our job to get off the field, okay? And we've been dominant all day long in those facets of the game. And we let two plays on that drive get away from us. The other plays on that drive, they were happened to earn and even working hard to gain yardage. And both of those were semi-disguised or misdirection kind of plays, and we've got to play better. It's on us defensively. We've got to force field goals, and we've got to force the punts in that situation. There's no excuse from that.
So you've given up like 109 or 103 yards before that. Is that the kind of one that keeps you up at night?
Nah, you know, there's, in all honesty, there's lots of things that keeps me up at night, and that would be one of them. Yeah, that could fall into that list, because I know that guys don't make mistake on purpose, and for what reason would you pick that opportunity to make those mistakes? And I own those things, and I tell those guys all the time that I've got to do a better job to help you put your eyes in the right spot, because if you look right, you do right, and when your eyes aren't in the right spot, you have a chance to be 50-50, and, you know, I don't like those 50-50 propositions because both of them burned us.
When you say Hugh looked at you, did he look at you that time? And you
No. As a head coach, and we'd already talked about that. Those are fine, man, and I'm cool with that. And I'm really good with the fact of what we have to do in fourth down situations to continue the drives, that kind of stuff. I'm all for that. There's no part of it. We have what we call go zone. Situational football, and that falls in the go zone. The, you know, when we get down here to have a chance to put points on the board and that kind of stuff, and no problems with it, none whatsoever. And defensively, the defensive players either, they're ready to roll. Okay.
You mentioned Hopkins earlier. How do you slow a guy like that up?
You know, we've seen already multiple guys like that. You've seen guys on each team really that kind of fall under that area. We'll have to lean coverage to him at times. You'll see us, you know, double at times. You'll see us also try to do things from a pressure perspective. All that falls in the same place. But the big thing is playing the right technique and not giving an awful lot of time to let some of those deep balls go.
How do you feel about seeing your kind of your full defense out there this weekend for the first time this season?
Yeah, it'll be good. I mean, it'll be good from the fact of just the energy and the communication in the room. But, you know, one of the things that and I don't know, again, I don't read very hardly anything at all anymore, is that which one of you wrote about how well James Burgess has been playing? I mean, he played last week. Wow, did he play well. I mean, played really well. So we don't, you know, one of the things you do when you're building communication and you're building confidence and you're building camaraderie in the room is one of the things I talk to him all the time about is if you make the active roster, you're a starter. There's no such thing as backups. You know, and again, we'll go into this game, and this morning we have 15 or 16 packages of defense. And how we play them is what they disperse, what they deploy, and then what we have to do from a situational matchup at times. So all those guys get a chance to play. And then these guys that are, you know, coming back that comes off an injury, it'll be fun. They, you know, they've enjoyed practicing and they've enjoyed the communications back and forth. But, you know, it also is at this level, you just don't show up because you have athletic ability and think everything's going to fall right back into place. The speed of the game at this level and the ability levels of everybody that plays this game can run, you got to get back into that fold of it takes you a little while to feel it, to sense it, to instinct it. And I saw that each and every day this week with Jamie. He has tremendous, Jamie Collins, he has tremendous instincts anyway. But it was fun to see each day, you know, the reps become faster for him as he gets back into the fold of making the decisions that I can't coach. I can't coach some of his decisions. He just knows what is getting ready to happen. And when his confidence is high, he really pulls the trigger fast.
We've asked you about covering tight ends and trying to slow those guys up. You've had a couple games where they've gotten the best of you. The fact that, you know, Collins is back and these other pieces are back, do you think that just from a personnel standpoint, maybe that problem kind of solves?
Some of it does, but, you know, one of the things, too, is that, and this is hard sometimes to understand, you know, the tight end last week, you know, there's no explosive plays until we drop that coverage, you know, and I would have loved for us to play the one in the end zone from fourth and one, you know, a lot better, or if I'm not fourth and one, second and one, a lot better. But when we make the ball go away from the primary guy to the tight end, I'd like for us not to let him catch it at times. But in zone coverage, I'd much rather have that tight end catching it and lumbering around with it than some of these guys that blow the doors off of it that we're trying not to let have the ball caught. So some of it is directed by us.
Peppers last week, he was closer to the line in situations.
We had kind of shown some things the week before where he was in a move around and in coverage and kind of tried to picture those same things up with him and now let him cut it loose. And the other thing is we've gotten more time on task with some of the other guys back there, and we've got some more time on task with some of the other guys getting more healthy and ready to go. And then just like that, though, with you got to smile, and I love to see the excitement that he plays with, but he has to work on change of direction in the pocket. You know, he had a chance where he just ran by the quarterback one time, you know, because, boom, you know, it had been a while since he'd been in the pocket. Now, he'd been in the pocket in practice, and but in the ball game, it's just one fraction of a little bit more speed and instincts that goes into that. But he'll do that each and every week. You know, we'll put certain things in for his skill set, just like we do all of them, though. We do that with all of them, and it's not just him. It was just good timing for him because of some of the other things that we'd shown that blended in with the picture in the quarterback's mind.
With Miles playing only 19 snaps last week and, you know, really kind of struggling a little bit with the ankle in the second half, I know you guys want to get him more time, but can you really do that with the ankle yet?
Yes, we can, and each week it'll get better. And we've seen that. He's seen that. And, again, it's not real hard because you can just see how he moves around in the practices. You can see the health and also, you know, he's a smart enough guy that he doesn't fib or exaggerate when he's talking to the doctors and the trainers, and we all see it. So, yeah, it'll just be a process. And we don't want setbacks, and there's no magic number. And he would have played more last week if it hadn't have been difficult for him to change direction. And it just got sore. But he would have played more. And I like the fact that he brought that up, and he was not trying to get out of anything. That was more us seeing it than him seeing it, because he was just pushing himself through it.
You talk about Jamie Collins' instincts. Does having him back free you up as a play caller to do more things?
Somewhat, and also his intelligence on some things. You know, I'm looking forward to coaching him for a long time, because he already has shown me some things that were, we've made a call, and he has said to me, like, you're making that call because you're thinking this. And I look at him, I'm thinking, that's pretty sharp, you know, and a lot of people don't understand what I'm guessing, okay? Just go do your job. But he has that. He has that ability that, you know, you're thinking this. You know, you're, Greg, you're guessing this. So, yeah. And but that's going to come just through him and I being together more, too.
Garrett got, was that something you saw in that protection, or was that something you guys
That was got? Something we hoped we could get, and they just cooperated, you know. And, again, in they had shown that in that situation before, and sometimes, you know, from a self-scouting mechanism on their part, you know, they don't, you know, repeat something. It wasn't the same pass concept, but the protection concept was same as, and so it just kind of just fell into what we wanted to have done. And make no bones about it, though, that protection was built to handle what we did, but Miles' quickness shocked, okay, that left guard. And he saw him sitting out there wide, and so he was doing everything he could to go, and Miles tricked him, and we had a trick thing where Miles crossed his face and went back inside, and it went back inside so fast that the guy had no chance.
It looks like you're using Body Calhoun a little bit at safety.
Yes.
Is that a skill set thing?
Yeah, it is a skill set thing, and we do like him back there. And Body is one of the guys, like Burgess, that plays multiple positions. Body can play outside, he can play inside in the nickel, and he can also play in the safety position. And we have a package that's called a certain package, where depending upon what the offense comes out in, and depending upon what type of call I make, he could be in one of two positions. Okay, and you know, he could either be back there playing that, or he could be down in the box playing the regular nickel position, and that's his versatility. And he's smart. You know, I tease him all the time, as I'm sure he's going to have to dumb down and go into coaching one of these days, because as players, we always know they know more than all the coaches. And so I tease him all the time about that. But he does want to coach one of these days, and he's a sharp kid. He is a very sharp kid. I can see him continuing to grow in the things that we want done.